Hello and welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box Pots podcast, where we turn everyday cooking into an extraordinary experience. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a seaworthy adventure right in your kitchen. We're cooking up something special, swordfish steaks in your air fryer. If you haven't tried swordfish in your air fryer yet, you're missing out on a quick, healthy, and utterly delicious dinner option. It's a game changer for seafood lovers, transforming simple ingredients into juicy perfection. So let's not wait any longer and get right to it. First things first, what do we need for this culinary delight? It's pretty straightforward. You'll need 2 swordfish steaks, about 6 ounces each, some fresh herbs like parsley, thyme, or dill, and a lemon for zesting and juice. For our marinade, mix together 2 tablespoons of olive oil, a tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And if you like a little extra zing, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper seasoning will do just the trick. Now, let's talk air frying. Marinate those swordfish steaks in your freshly prepared mixture for at least 30 minutes. This is crucial as it locks in all those flavors we just talked about. While those steaks are soaking up the goodness, preheat your air fryer to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Once preheated, place your marinated swordfish steaks in the air fryer basket. Make sure they're not overlapping. Cook them at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 10 minutes, flipping halfway through to get that even cook and desirable sear. Remember, swordfish should flake easily with a fork, but retain a slight translucency in the center. And there you have it, a perfectly cooked swordfish steak from your air fryer. Simple, quick, and healthy. Now for serving, a squeeze of fresh lemon juice right before plating can really elevate the flavors. Pair it with a light salad or some roasted veggies, and you've got yourself a meal that's not only satisfying, but impressively healthy. Storing leftovers? Just let the swordfish cool down, then pop it in an airtight container in the fridge. It'll stay fresh for up to 3 days. And yes, you can freeze it too if you need. So, why not make your next dinner a breeze with this delightful swordfish recipe in your air fryer? It's sure to impress, whether you're a kitchen novice or a seasoned chef, and that's what we're all about here, making cooking accessible, enjoyable, and absolutely delicious. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Join us next time as we explore more flavors, share more recipes, and continue making everyday cooking extraordinary. Until then, happy cooking.